Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. My name is Kimberly Rose and you're listening to BBSradio.com. Today's an exciting day. We have some wonderful guests that we'll be bringing you. The first guest we're going to be talking to is Debbie Ford. Debbie Ford is an amazing person. She's an author, a wonderful speaker, and she has a new movie out and also new book that's going to be released called The Shadow Effect. Many of you know Debbie, as with especially a lot of women, she really has this wonderful way of helping you look deeper into yourself. And you get past the blame, you get past the guilt, and you draw upon your strengths. She has some great books. I love her book, Why Good People Do Bad Things. And it's so true in that when we look at our lives, we have a tendency to get real strong and speak up, and then we feel guilty, we feel bad, we feel horrible, and we live in this constant cycle of going backwards, constantly spinning backwards. And what I love about her is she allows you to take a look at that part of yourself that we call the shadow self. And that's the part of yourself that often you feel a darkness with. And she can help you, and what she's helped me to do is embrace the light within everything. And the second guest we have, and this is when I say we have a great lineup on the show today, we have Dan Millman, and he's going to be talking to us all about his workshop that he's going to be doing at the Journey Expo in Detroit, and that will be on Saturday, April 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. The workshop's called The Truth That Sets Us Free, A Reality Check. Dan Millman, we all know from The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, has a wonderful book and movie. He is an Olympic gold medalist who inspired many of us to really, really believe and live your dream. Nothing can stop you except a simple thought. And the thoughts become things. And I can tell you that Dan Millman has made such a difference in my children's life. My son, Christopher, is a baseball player, and I gave him the movie, The Peaceful Warrior, and he, on the way down to Florida to tournaments, he took that movie and showed it to all the other teammates, and it just picked them up and helped them look into their lives and find a better and way to look at what a team is about and what being an individual is about. Dan Millman's going to talk to us all about living in the truth and how, when you find that truth within you, there's freedom. There's freedom in it. And I wanted to, before we go to our interview with Debbie Ford, I wanted to share something. This comes from the Daily Word, and this is from Unity International. And this is something I think that is so important for today and for each day that we live. I have everything I need now and always. In the spring, I have faith that the air will begin to warm and new sprouts and blossoms will appear. This has happened every spring before now, and it will happen every spring to come. With the same faith, I know that when I am hungry, food will be available. When I am thirsty, my thirst will be quenched. When I am cold, I will have clothing and shelter. Right now, I have everything that I need. And as I become aware of the truth of this statement, I am able to drop any worries about what is to come. In this moment, I let go of any fear or anxiety about the future and rest in unwavering faith. All is well. I am at peace knowing I have everything that I need. If you get a chance, go to silentunity.org. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. And to me, the Daily Word helps me to see forward in the present. And right now, without any more further ado, I would like to bring to the show Debbie Ford. Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and you're listening to BBSradio.com. Interviews is all about looking within and finding the truth within yourself. And what is truth? Truth, I say, sets you free. When you come, truth is coming into a stillness. It's when you allow yourself to just simply be. Today, I'm really excited to welcome an amazing teacher, author, New York Times best-selling author, Debbie Ford. She has, without getting real emotional right away, because I can feel her, she's just, she just released a movie along with other amazing teachers called The Shadow Effect and a book coming out. And we're going to be talking to her in just a minute. I just wanted to read this. This is one of my favorite quotes, and it's Carl Jung. He said, "In spite of its function as a reservoir for human darkness, or perhaps because of this, the shadow is the seat of creativity." And I know many of you know that just in August, I've been practicing mindfulness, and my whole life shifted. And if anything could have left my life, everything left, but to me, I have experienced such an amazing stillness and peace. And Debbie Ford has been a great teacher to me, a teacher of learning patience, peace, and trusting the process. Debbie, welcome to Interviews.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Debbie, I want to start out by telling you that you know, I've had you on interviews before, and you really have a way of helping people understand about the shift that's going on. And when I say going on, it's on and going on within ourselves. And the movie that you have out is just doing amazing things. It's called The Shadow Effect. I wanted to just start out by asking you, there's got to be something. I know you said it was when I was reading about it and I'm watching. I'm just compelled to ask you this. Carl Jung inspired. There's an inspiration by Carl Jung. Tell me, what inspired you to look deeper into the shadow self and actually write this movie and work with this book, write the book.
Well, I've been writing about the shadow now, I think, 12 years. I just can't even imagine. This is my eighth book, and four of them really been, you know, based inside the shadow. And what started me on this path really is my own shadow. And, you know, facing myself when I was in my early 20s with addiction to drugs, addiction to sugar, addiction to men, addiction to spending. I mean, I had it. You know, I was like the poor little rich girl who just was devastated, even though I worked hard and I made money and I was able to take care of myself. Inside, I always felt empty and alone and not quite understanding, like, why I didn't do life well. And it was at the end of really a five-year run of my addiction, when I was trying to outrun my shadow, that I came to my fourth drug treatment center, where on my knees I started to realize that there was something more than me just thinking a positive thought, that it never really worked for me. I couldn't hold a positive thought for more than a minute, you know. I didn't go through the day, I mean, unless I was saying affirmations all day long, and even then I would go to bed angry or somebody would say something and I'd blow up at them. So I started really exploring, like, the underbelly. What drives us? Am I really so different than everybody else? And, you know, unbeknownst to me, I really started to realize that the parts of me, through a series of amazing things, that the parts of me that I disliked the most actually came bearing gifts, great gifts, amazing gifts. They gave me, like, my bitchy self actually gave me the power to be straight, to say what I meant, to tell people, you know, to put up boundaries. And this was an amazing thing, because this was a part of me that I was so ashamed of and that I hated, and the part of me that loved things and and to look good and to have beautiful things. It was also the part that gave me my drive. I started working when I was 13 years old, always held good jobs in clothing stores and as a manager because of that greed and that love for greater things. So things that I always judged about myself, all of a sudden I realized that they also had something great. And that was a life-changing moment for me. And that was when I realized that the shadow isn't something to be feared, to be hated, to be suppressed. The shadow isn't what we should drink over or, you know, eat over or do the internet over. The shadow is something to be brought into our awareness and learn to understand it and love it and care for it and bring out its gifts rather than take out our internal bat and beat it to death.
Debbie, and when you're talking about that, I can hear the voices that I know I've experienced that would say, you're a bad person. Every time you would do something, I would find myself, and I can tell you last August was a huge shift, and I started working, actually practicing at a Buddhist center and really meeting your shadow self suffering, coming to peace when you're that there's a lot of listeners out there that are going, okay, yes, you're so right. I hear what you're saying. I've been practicing this, these positive thoughts, but I am a horrible person. I'm bad because I do this and I do that, yet I know I'm good. How do you begin? Where do you begin?
Well, I love that you just shared that. Thank you so much for your, that's why you're a great interviewer, because you're authentic and vulnerable. And, you know, I think we have to we begin by awareness, by understanding. That's why I made the Shadow Effect film, to make it entertaining and interesting and to have people start to see, like, everybody's got a shadow. In the film, Deepak Chopra says, if you don't have a shadow, you're probably pathological. I mean, because we all have this part. And if we start to just that step of saying, okay, I have a shadow, what is it? I'm ready to open up to it. Okay, I feel like a bad person. See, in my work, it's not saying, no, you're not a bad person, because if we're not really bad, if we believe we're bad, then, you know, probably somebody thinks we're bad. So instead of resisting it, instead of pushing it away, we stand in this dualistic paradigm that we're everything, and that as human beings, we need both the light and the dark, that we learn by contrast. We wouldn't know courage if we didn't know fear. We wouldn't know love if we didn't know hate. We wouldn't know kindness if we never experienced meanness. So that means that we wouldn't know what a good girl is if we didn't know what a bad girl is, you know, or a bad boy or a good boy. And so that we have both selves. And the only problem with, like, the bad girl in us, you know, is that we hate her.
Yeah.
And that we make her wrong. And in
yes.
my work, it's always like, okay, you're a good girl and you're a bad girl. Now, how are you going to love them? How are you going to love them both? How are you going to, because shadow work is about bringing the light to the darkness, not getting rid of the darkness. There is no darkness when there's light. So that's, you know, it's like going into a dark room with a flashlight. All of a sudden, you're like, wow, it's no longer dark. Well, this is the same thing. If we shine the light of our awareness on the shadow, then there's no more shadow. So love, in the Shadow Effect book that's coming out May 4th, Marianne Williamson, I read it with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, she does the most beautiful piece, really, about, you know, she's so good at that part, about really bringing love to that which we have made wrong and judged. That is what shadow work is about.
And so, and there's so, I really want everyone who's listening to hear and to feel this, that when you're talking about that, and there's the voices, that they're, the voices, they do come from that both sides, but in the middle, like you're saying, is meet yourself in the middle and love both parts. And then is there, do you find that you're conscious, like there's something with this consciousness, there's a cleansing effect that happens?
Absolutely. I mean, there is that space, that freedom to be okay. See, we all feel so phony and authentic because we're inauthentic because we're trying to be this perfect person, this ego ideal, and we're failing miserably. I mean, every day, right? I can feel great, and you know, I was just doing all these visualizations, so I'm feeling I'm taping them for Oprah.com, and I'm feeling really fabulous and fantastic, and all of a sudden, you know, I can't read my outline, and all of a sudden, you know, this part of me comes up that says, you know, God, I can't believe I can't see this, and you know, what's wrong with my eyes, and then to catch myself and say, ooh, there's a part of me that's scared inside. How am I going to love that little girl who's feeling, you know, insecure or inadequate right now? I mean, it's learning to do this beautiful dualistic dance with who we are. And to get, because if we're really going to stand in love, if light, the light of our awareness, if we're really going to have a cleansing of our consciousness, well, it's only going to happen right through the light. And if the light is actually love, then as we embrace more and more of who we are and take off the harsh judgment. See, we're living in a society that tells us to judge ourselves. We grow up in this paradigm where we're told, don't be stupid, don't be angry, don't be selfish, don't be. And that's what we learn. Don't be. It's not okay to be ourselves. Or don't be too loud. Don't be too full of yourself. Don't think you're too great. You know, these that gets hidden in the shadow too, in the light shadow. So when we understand that, wow, we are just little trained little, that's what I was aware when I was writing my piece for the Shadow Effect book. We become so robotic because we have this software that we've collected. And some of it's historical, right? It was passed down from our grandparents to our parents and then to us. Or maybe it's our culture that we saw. We act, you know, I just had a girl in, who's from Taiwan in one of my classes, and she stood up and she said, you know, Debbie, I've never been able to stand up and speak loud because I'm supposed to be quiet and submissive. You know, so as we embrace these shadows, you know, whether there's something, we find out that all of them come bearing gifts. You know, our mean self might be the thing that can allow us to have tough love towards somebody, towards a child. It may be the part that allows us not to be an enabler or put up to a boundary if somebody's abusing us. So we need that part of ourselves. You know, I always say my stupid self gave me my whole career because... Not understanding Jung, you know, and I went back to school to become a psychologist, and I would read the same thing over and over, and I couldn't get it, and I just finally quit. I'm like, I'm just too stupid for this. So I just went, and I started praying and reading and meditating, and then the information started to come through me. And I always say to people, I wouldn't be who I am. I've helped millions of people. It's not because I'm so smart. Most people are much smarter than I am. It's because I tapped into, because I had that stupid part of me. It's not that I'm not brilliant. I always say I'm a brilliant moron. But when I allowed it all to come through me, all of a sudden, you know, I love that part of me that's a little stupid. So, you know, I embrace her. I take her. Or my needy self that has me have a lot of people around me to support me. All my friends in my business say you have the best support system. It's only because I'm needy and dependent. Most people would never want to say that about themselves. So yeah, we start
real.
To... Well, we just start to learn that if we allow all parts to exist, we are free. If we deny any aspect, we are living inside a prison.
I'm not passionate about this,
Kimberly, or anything.
I honor you for this because this is something that is huge. Even with a lot of women that are even like in our age group, who we went from having mothers that were home with us to now all of a sudden we're in this workforce. It's like, oh, we're not this and we're not that, and here's all these guilt and things. It's like, you are beautiful. Debbie, I said to myself in October, I locked myself, actually from August to October, I locked myself in a bedroom and believed I'm not a good person, all these things. It's like I actually detached from so much, but what I did was I found myself going down this hole, a dark hole, and I finally decided that I was going to add water and make it a water slide and love it, both sides. And so the work you're doing is so important because it's real. It's something that works at a core level. And I will attest to that because you have talked about and taught so many things, and I have to say I honor you for being honest, for your honesty and your truth.
Thank you so much. I feel honored to be a human being, both divine and very flawed. And I think if we can become a world where we can be authentic and we can stop imposing this ideal, this ego ideal of the perfect person, we won't be so shocked when a Tiger Woods, you know, does what he does, or
right.
Governor Spitzer does what he does. We won't be so shocked because we'll understand that we are human. And if we idealize people, that we're really projecting our own light onto them. And I think we'll make space for people to own up to their imperfections and to know you don't have to be a perfect human being to deliver your gift to the world.
Yes.
And this is what the Shadow Effect book and movie are designed to do. My commitment, really 15 years ago, it's just happening now, after 15 years of working day and night, is to launch this concept, this dualistic concept, into the world in a way that anybody can understand it. Anybody can be transformed by the conversation.
I will tell you, when I say I honor you for your honesty, it's because you're just it's real. There's a reality check that I think we're all going through, and there's nothing wrong with reality, but what is it that you're perceiving? Like, how do you distort your reality? And sometimes our distortions are what keep us in a space of non-growth, but sometimes they also help us grow, and the work that you do is amazing. You have an institute, the Ford Institute, correct?
Yes, I have the Ford Institute, and people can go to debbieford.com and get there. I teach people. I train people. I love that. I do a lot of courses. We actually have a Shadow Effect online course at Hay House that I've done. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, the Shadow Effect movie actually has an interactive edition where people can go through and kind of meet. I do a little shadow trick on it. And, in the events that I do around the United States, we usually do. And I'm on the road a lot, so I hope your listeners come see me. We do a lot of different kind of shadow tricks and shadow work. And if there was anything that I could offer the world today, it would be that it is worth whatever energy you put, even whatever discomfort you might have. It will change your world to begin to accept and embrace that which you've disowned.
I'm just going to encourage everyone to check out Debbie, the Shadow Effect. You just go online and check it out. In complete honesty, I have been to the website and looked at it, and I talked to Clyde Schaefer, who runs Journey Expo, who's going to be showing that. And that's coming up the end of April, April 24th, 25th weekend in Detroit, Michigan at the Radisson in Livonia. And I have to do that yet because of the waking up and the work I've been doing myself. There's the honesty and integrity that comes from saying, Kim, you need to do this. You need to do it. And I'm going to encourage everyone to check out all of your work, because the work that you're doing is in honesty. It's not fake. And I get myself in a lot of trouble for my honesty, and I don't care. Because you know what? To me, it's the truth. I care enough. I don't care in the way that I do care. And that's the shadow. It's like you're meeting in the middle. And that's what it's about. It's that unconscious that unconscious conscious effect. And Debbie, I just have to thank you, because when I say that in integrity. I intend integrity when I say that. And I feel
that from you. It's beautiful energy.
Thank you. And you are going to be, I know, in Cleveland, Ohio at the Journey Expo, and that's in September. Debbie, where are you going to be next? Are you going to be?
I would say, where am I not going to be? I'm going to Istanbul this week and then to New York City. I'm doing something for the Omega Institute. And if people go to DebbieFord.com, they can see my whole calendar. Also, I want to say at Clive's amazing events in Detroit, there'll be one of the stars featured speakers in the Shadow Effect, Marita, who's going to do a little workshop on the Shadow Effect and support people in finding some of their shadows. And all over the United States, you can find them really through my website or the Shadow Effect. People are doing screenings. My coaches are having shadow salons, and they're helping people.
And this is what's important. And if you want to go to the workshop, that's going to be on the Sunday, and that's going to be on April 25th, and it's Marita. She's actually the owner of Inner Riches Coaching. Wonderful person. She's going to be giving a workshop. I know I'm going to be there. And Debbie, God bless you. Bless you. Peace. Namaste. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your time and in the moment with me and all the other wonderful people that you work with. Bless you.
Love you, and I'll see you all on the road. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And just to remind everybody, go to DebbieFord.com, DebbieFord.com. And I just want to wish everyone a very peaceful evening. Remember, no longer in a deep sleep, our intentions carry our authentic truth, allowing us to manifest abundance, authenticity. That's the most important thing. God bless you. Peace. And thank you for joining us on interviews.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and I'm excited to have you here with us today. And I'm even more excited to welcome to Interviews. Once again, we've had him on the show before. He's a wonderful teacher. I've had an opportunity twice to see him speak in person. We have an author, speaker, and motivational expert. And I will say this, he has motivated me and my son's entire baseball team through his book, The Peaceful Warrior, Dan Millman. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kimberly.
I had to throw that in there, my son. I gave him the movie. You actually wrote a book, The Peaceful Warrior, and it's all about your journey. And my son, I gave him the movie, and his baseball team watched the movie three times on their way to Florida and played wonderfully. And many of the kids said it shifted their lives. So he wanted me to make sure I told you that. They're college students.
Give him my regards and his team too. And I'm glad they adapted the book Way of the Peaceful Warrior to film, because it does reach an audience that might not necessarily read the book or might be attracted to read the book later on. But it's nice to be out there in the different media. I'm delighted that someone was willing to put millions of dollars, you know, to adapt my book to the screen. It's every author's dream, you know, so it was nice.
Well, I can tell you, and Dan, the one thing that I love about you is your authenticity, and that you, there's a humbleness that just moves out of you when you speak and into people's hearts, because it's about being real.
Well,
and
that's sweet of you to mention that, Kimberly, but it's funny because one of my favorite quotes is by Golda Meir, the former, I guess, prime minister, president in Israel. She said, don't be so humble. She said, you're not that great. So it kind of made sense to me. So I guess I'm not quite so humble as I used to be, but it lends perspective. But I think the authenticity is important, and that's why I'm actually going to be speaking at the Journeys Expo coming up in Detroit soon. That it's called The Truth That Sets Us Free, and it's going to be about developing the discernment to be able to sort reality from fantasy. I love fantasy as much as anybody. You know, they say we're entitled to our opinions and our beliefs, but we're not entitled to our own facts. So it's good for people to find out what's real in the areas of healing and spirituality. We all have our faith and beliefs, but what we have to stand on the foundation of reality. Otherwise, we might as well just all be floating off into the ethers, and it can get us into some trouble. Will Rogers, you know, the humorist, once said, it ain't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we do know that ain't so. And that's
the truth.
yeah, that's the truth. So it's presumptuous for anybody to talk about the truth, you know, because reality is made of many realities. And Lao Tzu, the Chinese philosopher, once said, there are three truths, your truth, my truth, and the truth. But nonetheless, if we define truth as reality, how life actually works, universal laws, the rules of the school of life, the better we know these, the better our life can flow. We stop swimming up against the current so much. So that's why I felt this was an apt topic to bring up at the Journeys Expo.
Well, I think that it's a wonderful, too, that, you know, you're going to be here in the Detroit area, because this is an area right now that where, I mean, me living, I live outside of Ann Arbor, and just in the auto industry, and so many people that, you know, I know that have, you know, had jobs, and there's a robotic, and when I talk to them, they make the comment, I feel like a robot, and then all of a sudden my job went away, and when I stopped punching the clock, I started to see things around me in a different way, and started to realize what I had been missing, because I was always worried about keeping up with the Joneses or the next moment. And I really feel that this is a lot of what you're teaching, and I think that you couldn't be in a better area than this area to bring your message, Dan. And that's my question to you. Where would he start?
Well, you know, I think that's an excellent question. Many people are experiencing various kinds of adversity, economic hardships for now. I know it's a difficult area because of the auto industry challenges. And you know, I'm going to talk about adversity and the hidden gifts. And I don't mean just this kind of, you know, like making things seem okay. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm still out of a job. You know, I have to make a living here. And it's not just the pure issue of income coming in. That's important, of course. It's very real. But it's also what that means to people, their sense of self when they're not supporting their family, you know, and that sort of thing. We all have to deal with those issues. And yet, just as John described, it shook him up, and I'm pointing up right now, breaking that pattern. When business as usual doesn't apply, we do look up and around and start to wonder and ask bigger questions about ourselves and about life. And maybe we decide to reinvent ourselves. Maybe we find out that what we thought was catastrophe is something we can actually manage and are managing. So you know, you describe me as a motivational speaker, and I really, it's handy to have certain labels so kind of listeners understand what somebody's about, but, you know, I don't always describe myself as that or an inspiring speaker, because somebody came up to me once after a seminar and said, "Dan, I feel so inspired." I said, "Don't worry, it'll pass." Because, you know, it does. Inspiration comes and goes. Motivation comes and goes. But what John can do, coming back to your specific question, is there are two approaches. One is, oh, I wish this hadn't happened to me. I wish I hadn't lost my job. The other approach is, I lost my job. That's real. What am I going to do now? So not to waste time on resistance to what happens and all the thoughts and meanings we make up about it. Oh, this means I'm not as good a person. I'm not doing the job I'm supposed to do. Maybe it's just, here I am. What do I do now? And start looking at options. And in fact, as it happens, I wish it were coming out sooner, but it takes a while to get down the publishing chute. I'm just finishing a book called The Four Purposes of Life, which is going to address exactly that, people in transition, in between jobs, looking, wondering, what are my talents, interests, and values, and discovering who they are so they can make wiser decisions about their future. I'm going to point out how adversity has hidden gifts, depending on how we respond to it. Because daily life is a form of spiritual weightlifting to strengthen our spirits. And, you know, it's not as if we need to look for difficulties, but they arise. It's a natural part of life. And when they do, you know, getting through them, and we've all been through them. Every one of us has had physical, emotional, and mental pain in our life. And when we get through it, we realize we're a little wiser, a little stronger, maybe an expanded sense of perspective, which is what John was describing. So I can't give him any formulas except keep at it, keep looking, you know, eventually it's going to turn around. Things go in cycles. And we all know, it's a bit of a cliche, but luck is when preparation meets opportunity. You know, we need to prepare. So when the opportunity arises, we're ready for it. And this is a time to take stock of one's life and say, okay, do I want to go back into the same kind of thing, or what other talents and interests do I have? Maybe I need to go back to school or get some training. And that's what many people are going through right now, because times are changing. And when life is like a, you know, waves, ocean waves, and you got to learn to surf.
I love that. I think you said that when I was doing a show with Steve Marshall, and you made that comment, and it makes it, I say it makes it yummy. Life becomes yummy instead of this big, huge, like some people look at it as it's the negative, the poor me. It's just like, hey, here's an opportunity. I mean, for you to expand and not even expand away from yourself, but back into yourself.
It's going to bring gifts and rewards. It's inevitable. It's like you do training. It's difficult to do push-ups, sit-ups, to run. You hurt, but through that, you get stronger. And so, you know, there are two things true about losing one's job or going through difficulty of any kind, getting ill, whatever. One is, it sucks. That's true. Nobody can pretend it's, oh, how lovely. Nobody welcomes getting sick or losing a job or having financial difficulties. But the other truth is, it can change one's life in positive ways. It can, as I said, shake them up, have them reinvent themselves, and find a situation that's even better. Another cliche, you know, God never closes a door without opening a window. It's been said in many ways. But both those things are true. So I'm not just a Pollyanna, oh, this is so wonderful, look what you're going to get to do. No, in some ways, it's lousy, and we don't have to pretend it's not. But in other ways, if we look back on it, if we realize that in a year, in 6 months, in 2 years, 5 years, whatever, we're going to be looking back saying, wow, what a growth experience. I'm a different person. I'm a stronger, wiser person than I was.
When you talk about wisdom and experiencing more, I know that just over since August, I started practicing mindfulness and working on really silencing that silence of my mind. And I remember saying, I just take whatever it is and is not supposed to be in my life, just take it. And it happened. I mean, my husband left, my job left, everything. And then I was like, okay, I don't know about this. I'm going, and I felt myself going down this rabbit hole, and then I kept wanting to control things. And then I finally got to this point. And Dan, I will tell you, I did. I picked up your book, I watched your movie, and I thought, training. What am I in training for? What have I been in training for? There's an inspiration in this from that you're talking about. It's training to appreciate and understand in the moment life's experiences. And when I'm looking at your seminar, I can see that what you're saying, if we would just learn to appreciate and understand, it would be so much easier. We make it difficult, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, the lesson is simple. The student is complicated. We're all peaceful warriors in training. We're all striving to live despite the challenges of life with a peaceful heart, but there are times we need a warrior spirit. And that's what I'm here to remind people of. That's my way. That's my own particular expression to remind people of that, the strength and the compassion they have inside themselves. And that's what I do. I offer reminders of what people already know at deeper levels, but we tend to forget. So that's what I'm going to be doing at the Journeys Expo. That's what I do in Way of the Peaceful Warrior and my other books that are out there and still forthcoming. And by the way, if people want to go to my website, we have a new feature there, which could be a neat time to go. If they go to peacefulwarrior.com and click on, they'll see a little special feature, the Life Purpose Calculator. And if they click on that and they just fill in their date of birth, it's going to give them some interesting insight into some of the core issues of their life and some resources. Or if they go to the mission statement on the homepage, just the main big statement right there on the homepage, peacefulwarrior.com, when they move the cursor on their computer over that, it'll give more information. And those are some really good reminders for living. So I invite people to do so. And if they are able to get to the Journeys Expo, I'll look forward to saying hello personally.
And you will be there at the Journeys Expo on Saturday, April 24th from 1 to 3. And the workshop, again, is The Truth That Sets Us Free, a reality check. And your website, again, is Dan's website is danmillman.com. And something I wanted to read this to everyone because I think this is so significant, and it is on your website, and I love it. The past and the future are nice places to visit, but we don't want to live there. Now is the moment of silence. The moment of truth, of reality, of sanity. Past and future are illusion, memory and imagination. Dan, thank you for the inspiration that you give. And I will tell you, when I say motivation, those boys that were going down to they were in part of this tournament that they were told, oh, you'll never ever. I mean, you're not going to make it because these teams are tough. The boys came in second place, and they did it because they believed. And so, thank you for really, really coming from your heart and helping people to believe.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I appreciate that.
And have a very, very blessed week. And I'm hoping we're hoping to get up. I'm going to hopefully to get up there because that's only 45 minutes away. And you're just a wonderful person. God bless you. And thank you so much for joining me on interviews.
My pleasure. Good journey.
Have good journey to you. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for joining me today on interviews. Thanks to Debbie Ford and to Dan Millman. Don't forget about the Journey Expo. That is at the Radisson Inn in Livonia, Michigan. Go to the website, journeymag.com. They have a wonderful magazine, lots of great information, and Clyde Schaefer, he has a wonderful story right within itself. This man, I can tell you, is such a great manifester and teacher, and I call him an avatar. And for many of us to truly believe that anything we could ever want, it's within us. It's just about reaching out and grabbing it, and things do get frustrating. What's so wonderful about being part of this radio station is that we are a community. We're a community of people that have been brought together to share, to love one another, to be there for one another, and to also to intend new beginnings. And I will tell you, I feel very blessed to be part of your life every week. And not even that, just every week, every day, we're part of each other. And all you have to do is, if you're feeling lonely or you feel like, gosh, there's, you know, nobody that understands, tune in to bbsradio.com. There are so many wonderful people on here who truly care about you. And the people that bring this wonderful network to you, Don and Seth, they also, I can tell you, they could be doing other jobs, but they chose this because of a purpose, a direct purpose. And that purpose is all about reaching in your heart and helping you to intend abundance. And also, don't forget to go to thedailyword.com. I read that earlier. And the Unity International, wonderful organization, about, it's all about inspiration. I also wanted to mention that I'm going to be in Virginia, and I'm going to be part of an ARE camp. I'm going to be talking about 2012. It's a family camp, and that's coming up July 25th through July 31st. Love you to join me out there. You can go to edgarcasey.org for more information about that. And also thank you to everyone for joining me at Toledo's Body, Mind, Spirit Festival. We had a great turnout, great crowd, and my topic was, help, the universe is rearranging my life. If the universe is rearranging your life, pick up the phone. If you need guidance, we've got some wonderful people to talk to. Right now, my mom, Carolyn Ruby, who is my mentor and teacher, she is available. She's available at Light the Way. The number to call is 734-854-1514. And if you would like information on the upcoming events that I have planned, or events in your area. When I say events in your area, it's about we. Go over to KimmyRose.com, and you can see my calendar. You can also go over to the forum area and post your event. This is what it's about. It's about sharing. It's about the we. Thank you so much for joining me on Interviews. God bless. Until next week.